Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Welcome to Tuesday Show. It's your buddy Bobby.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Check this out, Amy. This is interesting. Barry Eggers, he's a venture capitalist. He went to his daughter's high school and said, hey, you should invest this $15,000 that you have into Snapchat. This is 5 years ago, right?
Mm.
They're now worth tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Because he got on a Snapchat ground floor. And
wow.
Now the school has all of the money.
That's amazing.
Isn't that crazy?
Man, why didn't he stop by the Bobby Bone Show?
We'd have been like, Snapchat, that's dumb. I remember having to convince people on the show, like, guys, get on Snapchat. Like, this is about to be
cool.
And
I remember.
And everybody was like, this is for 12-year-olds.
That's dumb.
And I was like, yeah. I will say it now. I also invested right when it came out.
Did you?
Time, a lot of time. That's all. Oh. I wish I would just invest some money there. Dang. I see you there, that guy in that school and that life. I see you.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Ray in Pennsylvania. Cops are investigating reports of armed men dressed as clowns that are scaring kids in the woods. Luckily, no one was injured, and they are still investigating. In Tennessee, the bird flu was found at a chicken farm affecting 74,000 chickens. Officials believe there's no risk to humans or food. And finally, it's just released for the second year in a row. The healthiest, happiest city in the U.S. is Naples, Florida. So there you go.
What'd you do yesterday?
Oh man, I did a lot of like just sleeping.
Yeah, we had a weird day because
yeah.
First of all, we went West Coast for iHeartRadio Music Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had to fly right back in and then do the show. So I slept a lot too, but I woke right up, went and exercised,
did yoga. I did too. I did yoga too. Didn't see you because you avoid where I go, I guess.
I do. And then Lindsay and I went and had dinner with a married couple.
Oh, another date night?
Yeah, but it's like our second date with them. So, and I really like them. I think now we've found friends. The problem is they have 2 kids. It's not a problem to us, but if we had 2 kids, it'd be easier to bond.
Totally.
Because we love hanging out with these two.
Right.
It's like 88% awesome. The only part, there's the 12% missing is that we don't have kids, so we don't have that same kind of...
We had the dog. I mean,
it's not the same.
Okay.
It's not the same. But we really do have somebody like once every like 6 weeks or so,
mm-hmm.
we go out and just have dinner, and it's just cool. We have a, I mean, really have a good time.
Yeah, no, it's good when you find those the couples you bond with, and you can like be like, oh yeah, date night.
It's just either we got to find two kids, or they got to get rid of theirs. Okay. It's one of the two.
I know where you can find two.
I know yours. I know, but we did that and dinner. I'm so like you, jet lagged and messed
up. I was trying to sleep, but I knew staying up would be best for me. So it was more like I was just resting.
Watching, you just laid there?
Watching things on TV.
I woke up at like 2:20 this morning. So that's okay because, again, I'm all messed up. But I did notice that pretty much every commercial before 4 a.m. has Brett Favre in it. Every one of them. He sells everything all through television.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the Bobby
Bones. Time for the good news. Oh, I have a question I meant to ask you guys earlier. Do you want positivity?
Yeah.
Do you want to feel good?
Yeah.
Let me hear you say, I feel good.
I feel good.
All right, cool. Thanks. I meant to do that earlier. I forgot. I just wanted to make sure.
Tell me something good.
How about this? This father and son, they got together and started a nonprofit that gives men in need suits for job interviews. This is like the second story in a couple weeks where people are doing this, and they're realizing it's hard for people to get a shot that can't even get a shot at a first impression, much less get in the door for something else. So they started this, and they founded the group 6 years ago, just these two. And then other people start it now. They've given away over 1,600 suits.
Wow.
To men.
That's a lot.
To be able to go and try to get work.
Yep.
And make that first impression. To make that second impression.
And sometimes that's exactly what they need.
It is. Amy, you're up.
So a Brooklyn teen with cancer had his wish granted and signed a 5-day contract to play with the New York Rangers, the NHL team. He got to practice with them, go to one of their galas, sit on the bench next to some of his favorite star players. Again, signed a 5-day deal with them. So that's super, super special.
Lunchbox!
There's a cross-country team in San Antonio, Texas. It's Holmes High School. They meet every morning, you know, to go running, and there's always this old man, 86 years old, on the track, lane 8, doing laps every morning, so they've kind of become friends with him. And one day he asked one of the kids, hey, where'd you get those running shoes? I really like them. And he told him, he looked them up, too expensive. So for his birthday, the track team put together their money and bought him a pair of shoes!
That's awesome.
Yeah!
Look at that.
Can I get high? I feel good.
I feel good.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Our producer Ray mentioned in the news brief earlier that there was bird flu found at a Tyson chicken supplier in Tennessee, which reminds me that I'm really neurotic about things in general. At one point when the bird flu was starting to be a thing, probably 5 years ago, I built an entire shelter in my home of bird flu supplies. I was convinced we were all going down. I probably had 20 cases of water, 7 or 8 complete boxes full of canned goods, and then it came and it went.
Mm-hmm.
Or did it?
I don't know.
Ray, what are they saying about this? Is this a thing, a real thing, or no?
Well, no, it's not going to affect food or people, so don't worry about it.
But that's always what they say.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that Will Smith movie where it takes over?
Men in Black?
No.
I feel like reading, I Am Legend.
Yeah.
I feel like reading a bird flu found at chicken supplier affects food and people. I don't know.
Well, I saw that. Tomorrow is Will Women Go to Work Day?
Yeah, that's tomorrow. That's the big question.
The big question is,
I'm a woman.
Is Amy going to show up tomorrow? What is your answer?
You guys have to find out.
Oh, it's a tease.
Yeah.
I hate teases like that. Oh. Lunch, if you say you're a woman and you don't show up.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We don't.
I'm out.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
A guy jumped on stage and surprised Brantley Gilbert at his show in Chicago, and he did get to shake Brantley's hand before security hauled him away, but I'm not jumping on stage at a Brantley show.
You shouldn't jump on stage anywhere because you're putting an artist at risk, and who knows if the guy's trying to shake his hand or stab him.
Right.
Like that, I know it's Brantley was cool about it and shook his hand, but there are too many incidents where people are getting shot or attacked, and so
scary things.
Yeah, I'm sure the guy was drunk. That's not a cool story.
Not a smart move. So Jason Aldean and his wife Brittany, this is cute. They're adding to their family, but not a baby, just a new puppy named Boss, which appears to be a French bulldog joining Bentley, their English bulldog. So they got a new member to the family. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Lake City, Florida. A 34-year-old man was fleeing from police because he stole a car. He jumps out of the car and gets away. Only problem is he climbed up a tree, and as they were looking for him, he fell out of the tree.
Who jumped? Wait, hold on a minute. If I'm running from the cops, I'm not climbing into a tree.
Well, like, they weren't looking for him in the tree. They...
So you're saying he might have got away. If he wouldn't have fallen, he might have gotten away.
Maybe.
Maybe. But he fell out of the tree, and they arrested him.
Oh.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
We get any messages back about our chairs? Because I never heard anything from our artists. We asked to sponsor us.
No.
Not that I've seen.
Nothing.
So we have really terrible chairs. Listen, our studios aren't that good, but that's okay. So
sure.
Instead of like asking the company, like, hey, can we get new chairs again? We reached out to our favorite artists and said, would you sponsor us a chair? And I reached out on the air only and said, hey, Garth, I'd love to have a chair.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just around the room. Who do we go to? I asked for Garth to be my sponsor.
Dierks Bentley, please.
Carrie Underwood.
I asked for Tim McGraw.
So and so far, nothing. And you know what? If only one artist comes through, then that you only you get the chair. Like, if Dierks buys you a nice chair, Amy,
yeah.
We don't have chairs, and you have it.
Yeah, Dierks.
So,
okay.
Ooh, maybe I need to change.
No, you are who you are.
Oh,
no,
man.
No, you're stuck.
Yeah, you're stuck. So, no one's heard from their sponsor yet.
Nope.
No.
All right.
He's our sponsor.
Yeah, we're looking for chair sponsors. People are asking for my reviews of these headphones. I have the earbuds from Apple that don't have the cord on them. And I like them, but I don't know how much they cost. And here's why. Because I ordered them like 8 weeks ago. And so I don't remember what I paid for them.
Oh.
Hey, can you Google how much these cost, Mike D? So they're the wireless earbuds. And whenever they put out the new iPhone, they were like, oh, it's going to change the world. You'll have these earbuds in 4 months. So I remember buying them, but then they came in, and I do like them. And you have to charge them, which stinks, because everything we have now has to be charged. However, the case that they're in also serves as a charger as well, so you can, like, double charge.
Oh, cool.
So it's cool. Mike, how much were these?
$160.
Oh! That's why I don't
remember.
That's
why you blocked it out.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I bought that a long time ago.
Dang.
I do like them, although Amy and I were on the plane together, and mm-hmm. she hates them.
They're loud. You know when he wears, like, big headphones on the plane, like, the sound, I guess it's sound reduction, like, it's the sound is only in his yeah. ears.
And, like, the cushion takes a lot of it.
The cushion, yes. But when he's got these little things in that look weird, by the way, I'm like, hey, where's your
they
cord?
They look like my ears are gauged.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, nice earrings. But then there's music coming out of it, and I'm like, Bobby, that is so loud.
I know exactly what I was listening to. We were flying back, and this song was on.
Might have a little dirt.
And I'm rocking out, right? But still my jam, even though it's, like, probably going to be another number one song this week. And she was like, hey, what? It was like 1 a.m. we're on the plane. She's like, can we turn it down?
Yeah.
And I was like, in my headphones? She's like, yeah, I can't sleep. And I was like, all right, so whatever. I turn it down a notch and I turn it back up to see if she really notices. And then I remember the next song, it was that Jackie Lee song. She was like, I can still hear it. I was like, okay, grandma. Bro.
No, me,
so I had to
you,
turn
grandma,
it down.
I think you can't hear.
I can't. I mean, I've been wearing headphones every day for 20 years.
Well, then you need one of the ones with the pad so that we don't have to hear what you're listening to.
The headphones are great. Ooh, $160. Not, I don't know
steep.
That I would buy them straight up right now. I wait till they go down a bit. Ooh, I don't know they cost that much. Like, that hurts a little bit.
Mm-hmm. But it's also like an ear accessory.
But when I bought the phone, you spend so much on a stupid iPhone that you're like, I have to get the headphones to go with it. But it took forever. So, anyway, there's that. I hear that Eddie Jr., your 9-year-old, is now ungrounded.
He is finally ungrounded, meaning he has served his sentence. He's rehabilitated.
Because he was talking back to you guys.
He was. He was being disrespectful to me and my wife, his mom. And but I think he's over it, and he served his sentence, and now he can be a free man.
So when we come back, you took him to see the Batman Lego
finally,
movie.
He's waited 2 weeks for this.
And I was like, haven't we talked about this? Hasn't your 9-year-old... No, Mike D, our phone screener,
correct.
Reviewed it.
Yes. Not my 9-year-old son, Mike D.
Mike D, yeah. And you liked it, right, Mike D?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. So your 9-year-old is going to review the movie coming up.
He finally
up
went to go see it, so he's going to tell you what he thought.
Mike D, is your review still up somewhere?
Yeah.
Pull that up. I want to hear that first.
Ooh.
And then I want to hear the 9-year-old's review of the Batman Lego movie and see if they're similar.
Interesting.
Man, if people are paying $100 a bottle for water... They got way too much money.
We called our tagline the taste of snow and air. Kind of like when you were a kid and you would taste snowflakes on your tongue. So it's kind of a very airy, light taste. Just because of the cost, it's never going to be a mass market bottled water. So it's meant very much to be a nice gift as much as anything.
Bottled water just generally outsold soda for the first time last year. Now, a Norwegian company is offering a bottle of water that costs $100, what he's talking about right there. It's straight from the fjords of Norway. Fjords.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that place.
I mean, it's so fancy. And what's a fjord? So you're like, oh, I'd be interested to take a drink. It's like you all pool your money to get one bottle of water. Mm. All right, who's up for $15?
I'm out.
They say it's iceberg water. They get it straight from the North Pole.
Okay.
So
I mean, I guess if you never get to actually go to the North Pole, it's like your way of...
I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
I'm totally good with that. Hey, how do you think I would look in like man yoga pants?
I need to know what they... I don't know what man yoga... I need to see what they look like.
No, I guess. They're like yoga... You know, pants that girls wear?
Like yoga tights, there was a, just for men.
Yeah, there was a guy in class yesterday wearing them,
yeah.
And he was awesome at yoga, and I was like, maybe it's the pants.
Oh, okay.
Because he had full pants on.
I like to think that about my yoga outfits, too, so...
He was crushing it.
You should get some,
and I was
please.
Like, dang. So you can buy them online. I looked it up.
Okay.
They're a little baggier. Like, I don't want...
Tight.
Da-na-na-na-na. I don't want the snake coming up out of the little cage. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah, like a snake charmer.
Yeah, I don't want the snake being charmed in my pants. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't need that. So I need something. I need like what Superman had.
What did Superman have?
A belt buckle?
Little cape in the front?
He had like a pad or something.
Oh, okay. I got you.
So I would wear those. Anyway, they're like $50. But
hey, you have to invest in your...
But shorts,
hobby.
If I buy a pair of shorts...
Yeah,
like $26 to buy like Under Armour or something there.
When you're wearing shorts at yoga, you need to please have like bikers or something on underneath because
I wear underwear.
Okay, I'm just saying I've been behind men in yoga before that have. Yes,
no,
we talked about this.
Seen?
This was years ago, so I guess you forgot. But one time I was behind a dude.
You saw the bag of oranges.
I saw too much. Like I guess he was just being free or whatever. Yeah. And you know, I was trying to be all about that yoga spirit, like you do you.
Oh
and just,
no.
You know,
oh.
Go with the flow, but I'm sorry, I cannot have it.
Oh, I got you with the produce.
Yeah, it was not good.
His bag of oranges is just out there on sale.
No.
Oh, no.
The worst.
I went to dinner last night, and if you go to dinner and you tip, they're like, hey, what do servers prefer? Cash tip or credit card tip? And this is the question. And I was a server for a long time, but times have changed a bit. What do you think the answer is?
Man, I always do credit card, but I bet they prefer cash because credit cards always take a cut or something.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Okay, shoot.
Credit cards take a small percentage.
I should
carry two,
cash.
Not that I would ever do this, but cash is cash and cash is...
Yeah, right.
It's not traceable.
Yeah, it's not.
Like, I would always report mine for sure. Like,
wait,
I,
for sure. Do you have to report tips?
Oh,
so I never was a waitress. Sorry.
All right. That's the IRS horn. We need to have an investigation into Amy. She needs to recuse herself from this conversation.
I've never really gotten a tip for anything.
You never had a tip job?
No, because I was a babysat. Did I have to report that? Never mind. Let's go on to something else.
They prefer cash, but not a lot of people carry enough cash.
Gotcha.
Just in case you're wondering there. Eddie, our video producer, has a 9-year-old. He was grounded because he was talking back to his mom. He spent 2 weeks hard labor.
Yeah, when you punish your kids, you got to tell, like, find something that they really love. And in this case, he loves watching movies. So I said,
Here's the 9-year-old back at it.
He's back.
He went to watch the Lego Batman movie.
I saw the Lego Batman movie, and I really liked it. I thought it was really good. And my favorite character was the Joker. He was like a bad guy because Batman kind of hurts his feelings, and so he's kind of a good character.
How would you describe Batman's personality?
Like mean and selfish.
Is that usually the way Batman is?
Yes.
Overall, what do you rate the movie?
5 stars.
What about being grounded? Did you feel like you're going to be on your best behavior now so you can watch movies on time the way you like to?
Yes. The next movie I want to see is The Boss Baby.
Boss Baby. When does that come out?
March the 30th.
What about you? Did you like Lego Batman?
I liked Lego Batman.
Was it your favorite movie ever?
Yeah.
All right.
What's he eating?
Candy, always. My little one, that's all he eats, sugar. He's a sugartarian.
Oh, wow. Does he eat sugar every day?
Like, that's all he wants to eat.
He's a sugartarian?
Yes. Or a breaditarian. That's all he likes, sugar and bread.
I would love to be that, too.
Dude, I said enjoy it while you can.
But you're going to put him in a bad habit.
I know. He's just three.
Yeah, but that's exactly what...
When he turns four,
okay.
Here's Mike D., who's our phone screener, who also watched the Lego Batman movie.
Just got out of seeing the Batman Lego movie. Yes, I'm aware I'm a 25-year-old single dude, but went to see it anyway. So it's basically a Batman parody movie, but also kind of a sad story about how Batman's so alone. And then they throw some jokes in there, of course, only adults will get. So kids will definitely love it. Adults, if you grew up playing with Legos or are just a Batman fan, you'll like it too. I give it a solid B.
There you go.
Wow.
Mike D. liked it. Eddie Jr. loved it.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
People at Netflix. Netflix is always trying to change the game. They're going to test out choose your own ending content. Remember the books when we were kids? And you get like, if you want Jimmy to cross the street, go to page 36. If you want him to jump off the bridge, go to page 51. Like, that was a thing for kids that are listening
now.
So awesome. So they're trying out the idea of filming certain shows and doing multiple outcomes so you can click as it goes and make it happen how you would make.
Oh.
That's crazy, huh? They say shows like The Crown, Orange is the New Black, maybe the first shows to
what?
So cool.
Allow that. But I would like want to try them all.
Yeah, you will eventually.
Like you want to see what happens. So I see you, Netflix, for like stretching it out. That's awesome.
I see you.
That was I See You. Bobby Bones Show.
I'm a huge wrestling fan, and I watched on Netflix The Resurrection of Jake the Snake Roberts. It's awesome if you love wrestling, and I'm a wrestling fanatic. As far as I haven't seen it in like 5 years, but I knew all the wrestlers, had all the wrestlers. But it's a crazy story of like abuse and 80s wrestling, 90s wrestling, and like his fight back. And Diamond Dallas Page like has a recovery camp in Atlanta.
Wow!
So if you're if that's the thing, like it's really good. Eddie, you love it. Lunchbox, you'd probably love it.
Yeah,
you
know, check it out.
Amy watched that movie about JFK,
Jackie Kennedy. It's called Jackie.
She said it was terrible.
Not
really?
Good. I know, which was so disappointing because my friend and I were so excited to see it, and we both, like, halfway through kept looking at each other like, should we keep watching? This is terrible.
Lunchbox went to the theater and saw the Key and Peele guy. He did a horror movie.
Get Out.
Yeah, which one? Is it Peele?
I don't know which one.
Yeah, one of the two did a horror movie, and it got 100% of Rotten Tomatoes.
And
Lunch said it was good.
It was really good. It's like kind of a spoof on horror movies, but at the same time, very entertaining comedy. And go see it. I give it an A.
Mike, did you see it?
Yeah, the movie's awesome.
You thought you loved it too?
Yeah, it's Peele.
It's Peele of Key and Peele? Mike D knows everything about movies, yeah.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
There is the ability to sit at our computer at work in the building and send an email to everybody in radio. Inside of our company. And Ray, our producer, does it all the time, but he doesn't use it for the right thing. Here's what he sends to everybody. Hundreds of people, right? In this building. To all. There's free cake in the downstairs kitchen. My girlfriend made a funfetti cake with chocolate frosting for her cat's 10th birthday. Plates and utensils are right next to it. Enjoy, Ray.
I love it, though.
Ray, just say, hey, cake downstairs. Even then, can't you just put a sign up that says, hey, here's some cake?
But not everybody walks by there. If they get the email, then they know to go down there and enjoy the cake.
The thing is, these are becoming so trivial.
Oh.
Because he sends them out all the time. And for her cat, does that have to be added for her cat's 10th birthday?
Yes, because it's awesome.
Ray, yeah, I know you're in the glass room. Please respond to my questions.
All right, I kind of did the cat part to be funny, but it honestly was made for the cat.
No, we believe you.
Yeah.
I don't think you made that up. Just say, hey, there's some cake in the kitchen if anybody wants it.
All right.
Because then when we send real ones, everybody thinks we're kidding around.
I think people appreciate the emails, though.
I don't think they do.
I do. No. They send me nice comments like, hey, thank you.
Lunchbox is mad.
Why?
He spent all day on the internet looking for himself.
I was looking for hours yesterday at the best dressed list from the iHeart Awards.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was expecting myself to be on there at some point. And not a single best dress list had me on there. I go out, I get this awesome, what I thought was an awesome outfit. I'm expecting some cred from the publications. and nothing. Nothing. They gave me no respect. They didn't like my outfit. I don't know. Come on, people.
Dang.
Well, wow. I liked your outfit.
You really thought you'd be on a list?
Man, I really did. When I walked out of that hotel, I was like, I am on it, and this is going to make the list.
I don't think that it wasn't you weren't dressed well. I think nobody cared about us. There's a difference. They like to put people on there that people care about.
Yeah. But you made the list 1 year.
Different events, though. I made the list for a couple of, like, the ACM, that show, and then I made the list for CMT Awards.
Oh.
That's country, and a little bit, they know who we are there.
Oh.
We're at the iHeartRadio Music Awards in Los Angeles. They don't give a crap about us.
Man, but they shouldn't discriminate. If they don't know who you are,
oh,
if they
are
like
the discrimination?
Yeah, if they like the outfit, they should put you on the list.
No.
And I mean, my outfit was rocking it.
Yeah. I did on the Bobbycast last night talk about your outfit and how I thought it was really good and it fit. And you're probably a little uncomfortable wearing it, but it looked great. And
yep.
then it was a little uncomfortable probably too because the day before, the guy was wearing the same clothes you were. But I still was like, I was giving you a lot of credit because you went out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the fact that he wore the same kind of shirt, I was like, come on, really? The one time I go outside the box and this dude has the same get up?
Mm-hmm. Yes, his get up was
get
the
up.
Same. It sure was, people. Yep.
But it was on my side.
I'm sorry you didn't make the list.
Next no, time.
Don't be angry.
No, it's
dude,
so-
you're going to die of a heart attack.
Yeah. No,
you get
do you
so
know how
mad for nothing. Like, that grunt right there is going to be what sends you over.
Oh, man.
Yeah, just go look at the Instagram comments. Listeners,
right, okay, I understand the Instagram comments, but I want the whole world to know.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Because the whole world is checking out the iHeartRadio Best Dress List.
On Thursday, just a heads up, on Thursday at 9
Central.
Central, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, 9 Central, our Pimpin' Joy camouflage t-shirts go on sale.
Finally.
And we've been waiting, and we have them in production. And we only have so many. I wish we had, you know, massive production. But we have fair production.
We've bought everything that
we had to
could find.
Everything that we could find. But I'm going to tell you who it's for. Air Force Captain Nathan Nelson. We don't keep any of the money. His camp was hit by a rocket on his third tour in Afghanistan in 2013. Severe spinal injuries, collapsed lung, brain injury, a lot more too. But what we're trying to do is raise $50,000 for him so we can build a house in... So he can maneuver inside of his house because he's hurt. He's in a wheelchair.
It'll be ADA certified, which is American Disabilities Act.
His wife was 6 months pregnant with his daughter when he got hit.
Yeah.
And so he is
a baby.
Yeah. And so basically, we're going to come together as a team on Thursday at 9 Central and do the math wherever you are from California to New York. These shirts will go on sale. They're camouflage Pimpin' Joy. And Pimpin' Joy is a message of finding hope and strength within yourself and to give to others. And it's an attitude. And we're going to help Air Force Captain Nathan Nelson on Thursday morning. So people are asking. That's when it's going to happen.
Bobby Bones.
Let's run a quick round and never going to get it. According to a survey and digital data, it takes about 12 minutes and 30 seconds to do this. Okay? Think about that.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
The people have spoken, and they don't like it when I run Never Gonna Get It for like 9 segments in a row. So we like to keep it chopped down now. But yeah. Take people about 12 minutes and 30 seconds to do this. Amy.
Cook dinner.
God. Lunchbox. Mm.
I don't know if I can say this.
No.
No. Use the bathroom.
No.
Oh, wow.
Eddie?
I'm going to say go through your Facebook feed.
Oh. Ooh.
Good one.
Ah!
No, that's not it. I'm going to give you guys one more round. If you don't get it, you don't get it. I will say, let's go Josh first in Charleston, Arkansas. Hey, Josh.
Hey, how you doing, Bobby?
Good. Now, 12 minutes and 30 seconds. What you got?
I'm hoping there's a bunch of clean people out there. I'm going to say shower or bathe.
Ah, Bella, show me that. No. Eddie was closest, by the way. He's kind of on to something.
Yeah. And I took a hint from the way you phrased your question.
Stephanie.
Hi.
12 minutes and 30 seconds. What you got?
Eat a meal.
Eat a meal. Show me that. No, that's not right. Thank you for calling. Over to the skinny. We'll get your guesses one more time after the skinny.
Bobby Bones Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30-second skinny.
Ray Lynn will be doing double duty on her upcoming headline tour. After she performs, she's going to stick around and act as the DJ at the dance party that follows. That's pretty cool.
Is it?
I think it is. Yeah. So last night on The Bachelor, Nick Vale finally sent home someone. Can we say who
it is? No, because I don't want to deal with it.
Okay, we're not going to spoil, but you can go to bobbybones.com and check it out. Let's just say this person's going to be the future bachelorette.
Okay, let's just say it then.
Well, everybody already knew.
That's
yeah,
what's so
I know,
crazy
but still people get
story.
Mad. So it's just like,
okay, fine. I'm Amy. That's your 30 seconds, Guinea.
Bones.
Amy and I are in the airport in Los Angeles. We were flying back from our iHeartRadio Music Awards. And Amy goes, hey, I got to go pee. So she goes up and like seven or eight exits or, you know, gates up. And all of a sudden, she comes sprinting back through the airport,
like
running.
Out of breath.
Full, and like, she's like,
gotta find Bobby.
And she like,
what if he wants, you know, a picture? I gotta find Bobby.
Because a celebrity was coming through and she wants to get ahead of the celebrity, right?
Oh.
Yeah. I see the celebrity and I'm like, oh my goodness, I gotta go tell Bobby.
So, and because he had a bodyguard with him.
And yeah,
and it was the whole thing, right?
Like fancy luggage.
So she, and that's what tipped you off that it was real.
Yeah, the Louis Vuitton bag and the escort. I was like, this is legit. You know, this is someone famous. Oh my goodness.
Out of breath.
Yeah.
Comes okay, and I'm like buying almonds in the little gas station.
I'm like,
station
we need to Snapchat this.
Yeah. So she comes up and she goes, Bobby, Derek Jeter is walking through the airport. And I'm like,
Jeter.
What? Really? She's like, Derek Jeter. By the way, Derek Jeter.
Plays baseball, and he's dated.
Played
like,
for the Yankees, played yeah. shortstop.
Yeah, dated lots of famous people.
And lo and behold, who walked by? Alex Rodriguez.
Oh my
goodness.
Another
to
baseball
say.
Player who played for the Yankees, and he played third base for the Yankees.
And dates famous people.
And dates famous people. But she's like, Derek Jeter! And I think he heard her because he looked over and stared at me. And we made eye contact because Amy was the one yelling. It was Alex Rodriguez.
Oh, my goodness, Amy.
Yeah, A-Rod. But, hey, yeah. I feel like that's an easy mix-up, right?
The only reason that you get a pass...
Why? It's because I'm not a sports savant?
No, it's because they did play for the same team and right next to each other.
Thank you.
That's the only reason.
So he was second base or third?
No, Alex Rodriguez played third. Jeter played shortstop for the Yankees.
Yeah, you said next to each other. I was just showing you I know my position.
Well, so that happened. And here's what I want to ask, first of all.
Yeah.
If anyone out there saw a celebrity and went up to them and you confused the celebrities.
Oh, because I would have gone up to him and been like, Jeter, what up?
Jeez. Mr. Yankees.
Jeter.
So, and listen, I hate the Yankees too, right? If you're a Yankee fan, so I'm just not a Yankee fan at all.
I don't care about the Yankees.
And but he heard Amy yell Derek Jeter.
Oh, hey, if anything, maybe it was a little humbling for him, you know? Like bring it back
you
down.
Don't humble him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, nah, notorious. Okay.
So, did you get a picture?
No.
Come on!
But I was laughing so hard and was stunned by it, I just let it go. I was like, we're not messing with
this. Wow. It was just one of those moments.
We're talking about if you see a celebrity, which is rare, but you confuse that celebrity for another celebrity because what happened was we're in the airport and Amy comes around and goes, there's Derek Jeter. And it was actually Alex Rodriguez. Both, they played baseball together, but not the same person.
Easily confusable.
Sure. Sunny in Nashville, thank you for calling.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So who did you think you saw?
Well, we were down in Nashville, and we were at a bar called Rebar. I don't know if you know where it is.
I do.
We were standing there, and my husband was like, does that look like somebody famous to you? And I was like, oh, my gosh, I think that's Dierks Bentley. And so he was like, I'm going to go up and talk to him. And eventually he comes back, and he was like, that was Brett Eldridge. That was not Dierks Bentley.
Oh.
Wait, did he go up to him, though, and say anything? Like, hey, Dierks, or did he indicate he
No, he just went up to him and he was like, hey, my wife thinks you're famous. Who are you? And we all ended up having a drink with him, and he was a real nice guy.
Yeah, Brett's a nice dude. So is Dierks. I mean, you hit the jackpot either one of those two because they're both nice. And you know what? They do look similar.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like they have different features. But hey, you know what?
Oh, boy.
I'm sure
Amy loves
Jeter,
her and Dierks.
What? No, I like them both. I like Brett, too, but I just feel like there is even like a big height difference, too. But like Derek Jeter and A-Rod, you know, y'all say they look different. I say they look the same.
Kaylee in Wisconsin, thank you for calling.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on?
So I was in, I live just south of Green Bay, and if you don't have tickets to the Packer games, it's a thing to do to take a bus up to, like, Titletown District and drink beer at the local bars. So the only place to get a seat that Sunday was at Brett Favre's Steakhouse, and it was rumored that he was going to be in town for something. So I went to the bathroom, and there was a guy sitting at a table, and he looked just like Brett Favre. So I came back to the bar and I told my friend, I said, Brett Favre is sitting in that corner. And he knew that it wasn't Brett Favre, so he wanted to mess with me. So he went up to this Brett Favre guy and started taking pictures and started causing a commotion. And so I went up to him later and I'm like, what are you doing here at your own steakhouse? And he looked at me and he's like, well, sweetheart, like, fake accent. And I looked at him like, you're not Brett Favre. And I was so disappointed and I, like, sulked back to the bar and I was so embarrassed.
Do you have him at least sign something for you?
Guy.
Yeah. Jimmy Smith. Have a good night. I got confused for Rivers Cuomo from Weezer.
Oh, someone thought you were Mike Fisher once.
Oh,
yeah,
that's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
Eddie was with me.
No, you told me about it.
Crap.
You were on the golf course or something, right?
Yeah.
It was so. That's how long ago it was.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Years ago. Yeah, like 3 years ago. Someone was like, hey, Mike. And I was like, what? I turned around. They're like, oh, I thought you were Mike Fisher, Carrie Underwood's husband.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, no.
I get that all the time.
No, it's normal.
No.
Okay, you guys can say. We do have similar facial structure.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
And not really body type, but similar facial structure. But the Rivers thing, I wear big dark rim glasses. And we have similar body structure.
Yeah, that was closer.
We're thin guys. And we were at a restaurant, and everyone was like, someone had come up and asked for a picture. So people started to look, and these girls had no idea. And they were like, hey, why'd they take a picture with you? Are you the guy from Weezer? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, no. But that's one of my favorite pictures in my house, me and, because I love Weezer, me and Rivers Cuomo from iHeart Festival a bit back. People confusing celebrities for other celebrities are funny. But this one, I totally get. Hey, Riley in Tallahassee.
Hey, Bobby.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for calling. And tell me who you thought the celebrity was and who it ended up being.
Okay, so I was in Nashville at Thanksgiving with my family. And I was in one of the malls, and I thought that it was Cam because she has the blonde curly hair. And I walked up to her and I was like, oh my gosh, you're Cam. But it turned out to be Kimberly from Little Big Town. And the funny thing was that she, like, smiled and nodded and was like, yeah, I am.
Oh.
And so I go and I posted it on social media because I got a picture with her and I was like, oh my gosh, I just met Cam. And
oh no, she never
wait,
told you she
what?
Wasn't?
Yeah, she didn't tell me that she wasn't Cam.
That's awesome.
And so one of my friends was like, that's not Cam, that's Kimberly from Little Big Town. And it was when, like, Cam started to be, like, coming big and all that. And
so wow. That's really funny. That's funny for so many reasons. One, because their hair is very similar.
Very, yeah.
Long, big, curly. But the fact that Kimberly was so funny and was like, I'm Cam, and took the picture and let her put it up. They're a little bit has the nicest people.
So nice.
And that's funny.
She probably just didn't want to, like, disappoint her.
Let me
sure,
do one more.
Cam.
Amy came running into the airport because she saw Derek Jeter. She goes, Derek Jeter! And then Derek Jeter looked at me, except it was Alex Rodriguez. And so there was a confusion there. Libby and Raleigh. How are you, Libby?
Hey, guys. Love you. Love
Thank
you.
Thank you very much. What's going on?
Well, so my husband and I were at the Ritz-Carlton in Aspen about 20 years ago. And it was at a business thing. That's why we were at the Ritz, because we weren't paying. So we get on the elevator, and there was this big celebrity ski charity going on, and of course they're all staying there. And on the elevator, Cindy Crawford walks in, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm trying, you know, it's always awkward on the elevator anyway. So I'm trying not to completely stare, and I'm elbowing my husband. I'm like, oh, like, notice. So then they get off, and he looks at me, and he was like, that was Julia Roberts. Oh, my gosh. I completely just did a major life eye roll.
That's
like,
funny.
I'm not even going to tell you who it is.
So. Yeah, let him live. You know, it didn't hurt. That's funny. Thank you for the call. Man, thanks for all the calls. Amy, you made me laugh. Still to this day, 11 years later.
No problem. Same to you.
Yeah, man. I want to do this because Garth, I don't know if you ever watched Studio G on Facebook, but he was talking about We Shall Be Free. And they shot a new version of We Shall Be Free in like 2005, and they weren't able to put it out because of legal reasons. And so it's finally out now, like a new video of it. And then he talked about the song.
At every live show, there's at least one, if not five or six signs for it, every night of every city. So I can't explain it. I'm just so happy as getting to be part of the writer of it, that a message about loving one another and being tolerant with one another and finding a way to revel in our differences and not put those in between us.
You can find that online. It's a new, I mean, he was like, because of the legalities, it was held up for 12 years.
Wow.
But it's out now. I'm on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, and I posted a picture. My iHeartRadio All Access Song of the Week is Christian Bush's song, Sing Along. It's such a positive, upbeat song. I hope my love song's bouncing around your heart and echoing in your head, just like we're at the start. Remembering what we said in the end, it doesn't matter who's right and who's wrong. So when you think about me, girl, I hope you sing along like, oh, 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 oh. And Sing Along from Christian Bush. I love it. It's such a fun, upbeat, makes you smile kind of song. It's my iHeartRadio All Access song. When this song plays, you have All Access. Save it to your phone. Is that you?
Oh, yeah. Does it sound good?
Yeah, it sounds really good.
Oh, thank you.
Christian Bush, Sing Along. Here's Jason Aldean and his wife talking about adding to their family.
Hey, everyone. We recently did a Q&A, and a lot of the questions were when we were going to start extending our family.
And we can finally tell you, it's happening.
It's happening.
We're extending the family. Meet the newest member of the family.
Boss.
Boss.
Say hi, Bossy.
Yep. Boss is a 9-year-old.
Cute.
No, it's a dog. I'm just
it's
kidding.
It's a dog?
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding. It's another bulldog. It's the second bulldog.
Oh.
Yeah. They pull out this 13-year-old kid from down the street. His boss. Boss. He lives four houses over.
What's up? I'm Boss.
But he's moving in. We got some extra room, and Boss is like bored. So, yeah, the Aldeans has got another dog. Kelsey Ballerini's on the red carpet's always being asked about getting married because she's engaged.
We're both so not wedding people that we're like, we have to do this. Like, we should probably get to planning it soon. We'll figure it out at some point. We're not in a rush.
So there you go. We'll just hear about that. My prediction is we'll just hear that that happened.
Yeah.
That's my prediction.
That's a good one.
There's no knowledge. But my prediction is that we'll just be like, oh, they got married. There's a story about milk and where to put it in the refrigerator, and I guess it's more of where not to put it. Like, don't put it in your door.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people just store milk right there in the door suit for easy access.
Huh. And it depends on, if you get the big milk, it doesn't fit in the door.
That's right.
If you get the gallon.
Yeah.
But if you get like the half, you can slot, you put it in the side door. Where do you put yours, Lunchbox?
In the door.
You do?
Yeah, okay, absolutely.
Why do you not put milk in the door?
Well, milk should be stored in the lower and middle shelves along with other dairy items such as cheese, butter, and yogurt, because that's the coldest part of the fridge, and you want to keep that stuff cold. You don't want to, you know, anything to go wrong with your milk. And if you put like hot takeout food or stuff you've just cooked in the fridge, don't put it directly near those shelves. Store it in another area so it doesn't create heat right there.
Yes, the milk can go bad.
I mean, I've always put it in the door too.
I'm not changing.
Atta boy.
Okay. Yeah.
Look at you. Atta boy.
Stand behind
rebel.
You. Hey.
Principle. We shall
be free. Stand tall, buddy.
That's right. We shall
be free. There's a YMCA. They had to ban Fox News, CNN, and MSNBC from its television because in Pennsylvania, people were getting in fistfights because of the news coverage.
Oh, my goodness.
At the YMCA. And from every indication I've heard, it's fun to stay at the YMCA.
Oh, yeah.
And a YMCA branch in Scranton, Pennsylvania, banned cable news from its TVs. Members of the branch have gotten on the verge of physical fights and even into fistfights.
Oh, my goodness.
Because a news story will be up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll be like, oh, comment, and then boom!
Oh, boy.
Punch in the face. Who sings YMCA, Amy?
The Village People.
That is correct. Can you name another song by The Village People?
No.
You would know it. I don't have the, I mean,
well, okay, give me a hint.
It's about the armed forces. Sort of. I mean, it is, but yeah.
Might it's need another hint.
Someone tough.
Oh.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Oh, gosh. Are we thinking of other ones?
I think we are.
Oh, y'all know multiple?
Yeah.
Mine's like a tough dude.
Oh, Popeye?
There's only one song, and it's YMCA in the system. But that's it. But they have In the Navy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What's yours?
I was thinking of Macho, Macho Man.
Oh, Macho, Macho Man.
You're right, I do know those.
Be a Macho Man. Young man, there's no need to feel down. I said, young man. And you're sure that's Village People?
Nope.
Okay, so I just know In the Navy. I wouldn't go on Macho Man. I'm not sure about that one.
Bobby Bones.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Some guy jumped on stage at a Brantley Gilbert show last week.
Uh-oh.
First of all, you shouldn't jump on stage. Because as someone who is on stage, and I'm on stage a lot doing stand-up or doing the Raging Idiot stuff. If someone comes on stage, the first thought now, because of a lot of incidents, is they want to hurt me. Because people are crazy.
Yeah.
They want to stab me or shoot me or something. That's just your first instinct. Like, why is this person running at... I don't care if you're at the supermarket. If somebody runs up to you that you don't know, you're like, your initial... But again, to run up on Brantley?
Mm-mm. Not me.
Yeah, me either. So, Brantley's on stage and, you know... Tonight is bottoms up. Guy jumps up. Brantley's such a like big dude who probably didn't have to worry that much. He just shook the guy's hand.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, me. I would have peed.
Here's the scary part. His microphone is a brass knuckle.
Yeah.
Like, don't mess with that dude.
Mm-mm.
What are you thinking?
And his foot's a machete.
That's right.
Yeah. Liz Payday, give it up for the weekend. I mean, they took the guy down. Or like they tackled and took him off stage. But you can't run up on stage. And you're just lucky Brantley was in a good mood.
Yeah.
That dude will rip your head off. And then, you know.
Do other stuff.
Yeah.
When you're doing stand-up, do you have anything like brass knuckle-ish? Or like, what's your microphone situation?
No, if someone even yells at me, I run. I just get off stage.
You're like,
if someone's like,
can't catch me now.
If I'm like telling a joke and somebody goes, hey, Bobby, I just run off stage. And you're like, are we clear? By the way, I will be in Durham on Friday night. Show sold out, and then I'll be in Greensboro on Saturday night. A few tickets left to that if anybody wants to come out. BobbyBonesComedy.com. But yeah, man, I don't like that. That's scary because it's dark out there. All of a sudden, somebody's up there with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nervous about tonight because tonight, John Oates from Hall & Oates is coming to my house and doing the BobbyCast. And, you know, they've sold millions and millions of records. They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And so I'm going to interview them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, where do you start? You know? Like, lots of artists stop by the house, lots of songwriters that I admire, lots of... But John Oates from Hall & Oates is coming by. We're just sitting and talk, and it's like... Do I go like, I love you, kisses on my lips? Did you see what he said? This is the only one that I'm nervous about before. I was, like, reading... He's got a book that's coming out.
Oh.
And so I was just kind of, like, reading about it. I have time to read the whole book. I was reading some stuff.
Should you tell him about your book? Should you give him a copy?
No, it's not about me. Oh. It's not about me. What?
That was a stab.
That was
a lot. That was a dig, Amy. You're taking a dig at how you gave the governor your book. Now,
I didn't get that.
No, I wasn't trying to.
You were. Now you were.
Wait, okay. Don't believe him. But that had nothing to do with the governor.
Okay, everybody who votes Amy was taking a stab, say aye.
Aye.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm a rich girl, and you're going too far, because you know it don't matter anyway.
Yeah, John Oates coming by. iHeartRadio. And search BobbyCast, and that'll be up tonight. Dang.
Maybe you should give him a book.
See what?
No, he's...
No,
he's
we're good.
He's sabotaging our friendship right
now. No, we're all good. That hurt. I told you that Lindsay and I went out, and we had dinner with another couple last night. It was the second time we'd been out.
Yeah.
And so the slight awkwardness comes, because I don't drink, and she doesn't drink either. And... We don't care if they drinks, but we don't drink, but it makes people feel like they can't drink. So now, when it was just me, it wasn't that big of a deal, but when it's two, there's like power in numbers.
Yeah.
And so if they're like, hey, you know, they passed the drink list around. So now I've got a move that I have to do if we're out.
What is that?
Well, it's they give the drink, and then you can tell that people want to have a glass of wine with dinner. Like, have 100 glasses.
Go for
as long
it.
As you're not driving, have 100 glasses.
Well,
and so
100's a lot, but yeah. Well, you don't want to get people sick or die.
A lot of wine.
Or die.
Whatever. So they'll pass them and you're like, oh, like I'll look down the list and I'll be like, you know, that looks, you guys go first and I'm going to order after you guys. Because Lindsay will go, I just want water.
That's your move?
Well, I'm not done though.
And so they'll go, you know, I'll take a Pinot Noir and then whatever, I'll take whatever. And then I go, you know what? I'll take the Tangerine Mule here. Hold the vodka. And so now I have to like purposely, I have to like get some sort of virgin drink.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
So everybody feels a little more comfortable. Because you don't want to have like the drinky couple and the non-drinky couple. Because we don't care.
Drinky couple, non-drinky couple.
Yeah, like they're having their 100 glasses of wine. We don't care.
So do you drinky or you no drinky?
Drinky drinky?
That's a good move, though. That way nobody's, you kind of
because they'll
like
pass them out.
It.
And yeah. I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to go after you guys. And so I'm actually looking at it. But what I'm doing is looking at what I can subtract.
Got it.
Ah.
So it's, and then you have to go, and you have to call it a dumb name. I have to call them a... Because I don't like calling them virgin. Because mm-hmm. then it sounds... Sound
kid
like,
friendly?
No, you call them a... when there's no alcohol in it, you call it a mocktail.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, and that's stupid. So it's, do I say I want a virgin or a mocktail? Like,
I like the way you do it. You're like, I'll take the Tangerine Mule, hold the vodka.
Hold the mule. Can I get the Tangerine Mule? No mule. Just a little tangerine.
Yeah.
But a lot of water. But that was the move. That's good last night. We had fun. We had a good time. She went to a birthday party after last night.
Oh, wow.
And so.
I guess she had to go home and get rest.
I did not go to a birthday party last night. And it was one of my. Why do people have birthday parties on Monday night?
What? Because that's. I mean, normal people can do things like that. We're not normal. Nobody has to wake up.
Don't they know I can't come? What?
We just have one of those professions.
Yeah.
That, you know, gets us to bed early.
I wanted to go. And like one of my four friends.
Well, what? You've got like seven friends sitting here.
Yeah.
We're all paid.
Do you honestly feel like that? Do you feel like we're your paid friends? Because that's weird. Like,
be honest.
Because we were friends before we started this show. But now that we've worked together for 11 years, our workship trumps our friendship. So now do you think you pay me to be your friend? Because that's weird.
No, you, I don't.
Oh, thank goodness.
Dang.
Yeah. The rest of you guys, TBD.
TBD.
Money complicates everything.
I just wonder, like, if the show, because we've been, like, I'm the only one on the show that was ever part of radio. Like, I heard all my friends. I just wonder, because we've all grown up together from kids. Yeah. And I just wonder if the show was like, hey, you're all fired, who would all keep in touch?
Is that the determining factor?
Yeah, because we've all grown up together. And just like relationships, you grow apart and different and, you know. So,
but I feel like we have a special bond where it'd be like, even if we didn't talk for a couple years, not you and me.
I think now you're just sucking up because the book jab that I didn't get a minute ago.
I'm not even talking
how you guys
about
feel
you.
About that?
Yeah. I'm not just talking about you. I'm talking about the show in as a whole. If we were to ever go a year without talking for a reason, I think we'd all be there for each other no matter what.
I worry that Ray would never be there for anyone.
What?
Oh, Ray would be gone.
Ray would disappear. We'd never see him again. He'd move into the woods in Michigan, never come back. Right, Ray?
No, you'd hear about me.
Oh,
about you.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
About him. We'd see him on the news. I looked at my credit card receipt. Morgan paid her rent with my credit card.
What?
Yeah.
Like, on purpose or accident?
Dude.
I don't.
You gotta get rid of her.
I know, right? Like, sometimes you have to make purchases so she has my credit card. And so, like, for show stuff.
Yeah.
And so she paid her rent on my... True or false, Morgan, our producer?
True, but it was definitely an accident. It's because your card is linked up to my Venmo for some things I've had to pay for you. And it was, like, the primary card when I paid my rent the last time.
Wow.
So how does it... Does she just, like... Work it off, or does she pay you back?
I already paid it back.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, then there you go.
I didn't get it.
That has to be an investigation, though, right?
All I'm saying is if I wouldn't have caught it, I don't know that it had been caught.
I mean, because rent is a big thing that you notice, but is there little things here and there, like $1, $2?
Yeah, are you buying? You going buying blow pops and not telling me?
No, that's
are you testing it out?
This is my rent, so...
All I noticed,
Morgan, how do we get some of that?
You got it.
Nice.
Lunchbox went to try to impress our boss. You took him to dinner?
Oh, I took him to dinner. We were there, and I was like...
It was the iHeart Awards, right? Like, in L.A.?
And so we're there, and we're going to go eat dinner, and I was like, I got this meal. Don't worry about it. So the waiter comes, and I throw the plastic out there, thinking, I'm going to impress the boss. Big baller style. Comes back and goes, excuse me, sir, your card was declined.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Apparently, I maxed out the credit card. And so then the boss had to get their credit card out and pay.
Oh, wow.
I thought I was being so awesome, like taking charge of the situation. The boss is like, oh, good, he's not just using me because I'm going to buy the meal. But boss ended up having to pay for the meal.
Lunchbox throws his credit card out there, and then he goes back to the waiter. He's like, bring it back to the table, say it's maxed out. Then he has to
like,
take
I want
to
put that past him. Like, I know, like, to even know it's declined. Because Lunchbox has no, like, get embarrassed meter. He probably gave a rejected card.
Yes.
That's funny.
Do you have, like, a dummy card you keep in your wallet just for this type of circumstance?
No, I should do that, though. Like, one that I've already canceled or something. Maybe just
so it looks like you're trying to pay, but you just
no,
can't.
Not cancel, but one that's maxed out already. And you give it to them and it comes back. And then you have no money. You're like, oh. Amy used to do the thing to me all the time.
Oh,
this was her move.
Her move was, I forgot my wallet.
Oh, come on.
But I did forget my wallet.
We would go, like Galaxy Cafe or something. And we'd finish. She'd go, oh, forgot my wallet. And then it started to get before we'd even walk in. She'd be like, oh, I can't eat. I forgot my wallet.
I can't eat.
And it's like, I'm going to go, okay, well, we'll see you in a bit.
Well, because I would feel bad because I would forget my wallet a lot. And then I just started to be like, fine, I'm not going to eat because I don't even want to make this a deal where you have to pay for my
food. When someone goes, I'm not going to eat. I forgot my wallet. You have to get their food.
You have to.
That's
you didn't have to, but thank you for all the times that you did.
All the time. That's that. No, it wasn't a one or two or three time thing. It was just,
she's very forgiving.
That's true. She did iron my clothes at iHeartRadio Music Festival.
And all lots of other festivals. Yeah. Any other time we travel.
All the festivals?
All the times we're anywhere. I iron, steam.
Not all the time.
Deliver.
Sometimes.
I've bought him underwear.
That's
yeah.
true.
Man. Me too,
I'll
and
be in a
socks.
Meeting and I'll be like, it. Eddie, can you please buy me? And then Eddie brought me back like these stripper underwear.
Yeah, hot pink.
These like banana nice. Hammock. I was like, Eddie, I'm in a meeting. I don't have any underwear. Can you grab me some? And he's like, sure. And he comes back and it's like thong pink bikini. He's like, here you go, buddy.
Don't act. You still wear them now?
No.
Oh,
I got rid of them immediately.
Please.
He has them on today.
For sure.
What do I have on today?
For
the looms?
Oh.
Blue. I was
baby blue?
Yeah, they're baby blue, yeah. They're fruits, baby blue. Our iHeartRadio All Access song of the week is from Christian Bush, Sing Along. I hope my love song's bouncing around your heart and echoing in your head, just like we're at the start. Remembering what we said in the end, it doesn't matter who was right and who was wrong. So when you think about me, girl, I hope you sing along like oh, 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 oh. iHeartRadio is free. If you have All Access and you hear the song on the radio, any song, you can push save and save it right there to your phone and listen to it away. And that's called Sing Along from Christian Bush. That's our All Access song of the week there. I have a TV spinoff game here. Do you guys remember Daria?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do too. Yeah, and I did, it was a cartoon and Daria.
Mike Judge, right? The guy that
Beavis
did Beavis
and Butthead. Yeah. So it was a spinoff of Beavis and Butthead.
Mm-hmm.
So 20 years ago, that show debuted. So the whole game is a TV spinoff game. Okay.
All right, all right.
I just want to tell you what it was based off of, even if you didn't know what Daria was. Daria was a spinoff. It was on MTV.
Okay.
All right, ready? I'll give you the show. You tell me what it spun off of. Better Call Saul.
I'm in.
It's a spinoff of what show?
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Breaking Bad.
Lunchbox?
Breaking Bad.
Eddie?
Breaking Bad.
Good. Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. Is a spinoff of what show?
Oh. I'm in.
Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. Eddie?
Oh. Young Pageants.
Lunchbox.
Toddlers and Tiaras.
You have it written down?
Yep, Toddlers and Tiaras. You didn't let me finish because you
I took too long. That's not written down.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
No.
It says Todd Tier.
Let me see.
When
Toddlers.
No.
Eddie? Mm-hmm. No.
No, it doesn't look
Amy?
Like anything.
I have it fully written down. Toddlers and Tiaras.
That's the rule. It is the law. You have to have
you
it written down.
I didn't even get to say in, though.
Okay. The law is, you know
wow,
the law.
Wow, I got robbed there.
You know the law. Frasier.
In for the win.
I'm in.
Amy.
Cheers.
Lunchbox.
Cheers.
Eddie.
Cheers.
Good. The Jeffersons.
What?
Jeffersons?
We're going old school. The Jeffersons were a spinoff of what show?
Oh,
boy.
Oh.
I don't know this one, but I'm going to guess.
Yeah. Amy?
Mama's House?
No, Mama's Family would be what you're looking for, but it's not the right one.
Oh, shoot.
I love Mama's Family, though. Man, Vicki Lawrence was awesome. Vinton. Lunchbox.
Beverly Hillbillies.
Eddie.
Good Times.
No, All in the Family.
Yeah,
that's Jeffersons?
A tough one. Yeah. Yeah. How about, this is a tough one. 5 points. Okay. Family Matters.
What? A spinoff.
Uh-huh.
Family Matters? Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh.
What?
There's no way you get the lunchbox.
Okay. I'm in for the win. Boom!
Will you wager that you know it?
Yeah!
Will you wager... A thump to the groin.
What?
Oh, I like that.
Who has to thump?
Eddie.
Yes.
Eddie.
I'll thump it.
You will. You thump it.
Eddie. Thump. Will you thump him? Will you take the thump to the groin if you miss it?
Eddie, like how hard are we going to
thump? Hard. Like the hardest like I could thump.
A thump. Will you wager a thump to the groin?
And so if I win, I thump Eddie?
Yeah. Oh. Eddie, he's not gonna get it. He's not gonna get it.
Oh.
Eddie, no, get it.
So you don't
he's
know
not
that.
Gonna get it. Eddie, trust me, he's not gonna get it.
I don't trust you.
Eddie, take the bet. Take the bet.
Alright.
Okay.
Somebody's getting thumped in the groin.
Oh.
Yes.
Groin thump okay. on the line.
Groin thump on the line. Amy, what's your answer?
Full House. No.
Eddie, Family Matters spin off what?
Full House.
Okay. Oh no, Eddie, you're going to get thumped in the groin. I feel like he knows it.
I feel like
Lunchbox is very cocky right now. All right, Lunchbox is dancing around the room with his arms out.
What noise are you making?
I'm making a buzzer for you because you were wrong.
Oh, okay. Sound like a weird bird in pain.
Okay. Lunchbox, how many words are in the title of the show?
Three.
Okay, what is the answer?
Step by step. Hit it. I won. I got it right. I know it. Hit it. Yes. What?
Perfect Strangers.
All right. Come on. Let's go. Let's do this. Let's do this.
It's Valky.
Step by step.
No.
We should fact check this.
Okay,
He's
Mike
so
D.
so confident.
Mike D.
They were neighbors.
Mike D. Family Matters. Will you Google? Somebody's about to get thumped in the knee nuts. So,
like,
Family Matters was a spinoff of Perfect Strangers because if I remember, they lived in Chicago, and she worked at the newspaper.
Yeah,
with
step by step.
Larry.
Carl was a cop,
and Carl was a cop in there as well. Yeah. So I need some.
It is.
Are you wrong? Are you admitting you're wrong, Lunchbox?
Man, I thought they were neighbors. A step by step.
Okay.
The All roller coaster.
No, we know step by step.
Step by step.
Stop.
Okay.
Can I use a pen?
No.
Okay.
No.
He's going to play pencil pop on his
yeah.
All right. All right. So Eddie's now going to top Lunchbox in his ding ding. All right.
Come on. Let's go. Pick your shirt up.
By the way, this is the most.
Yeah, this is so awkward.
He has the baggiest pants ever.
Yeah, you probably.
You got to thump from below.
Like, yeah, of course.
Okay.
Harry, his pants are like falling down.
Hey, don't get mad at me.
Pick your pants up.
Here we go.
Pick your pants up.
Three.
What is happening?
Easy there.
No, hey.
Oh. Hey, come on. Hey, Eddie's getting too big of a smile right now.
Let's go. Here we go.
This
three.
Is so weird.
Two. One thump.
You move!
Not you move! What do you mean? Are you talking on me?
Hey, can I do another one? He moved.
Are you talking on me? No!
He moved.
No, you thought to my... You
no,
me.
I didn't.
Why are you trying to thump again?
No,
you
I didn't.
You're too excited.
Hey, Judge. did he move?
He did move.
He moved!
He moved!
Get it over with.
Why are you
trying to...
If you move
with.
Again, I'm going to use
get
a pencil.
Go ahead.
You, no, you don't make
get
the rules
not
here.
Not moving.
Go.
Ready?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh!
Got him! Got him, boys!
Eddie, you're way too
Eddie, you're
this.
Too excited to be thumping.
Dude, it hurt you, right?
It's the stupidest radio show
man,
ever.
Man, I thought it was step by step.
That was fun.
So what'd you do at work today? Thump Lunchbox?
Yeah, I did.
Careful now.
Twice.
Wow.
Okay. The fact that Lunchbox had his arms out like a T and was dancing around the room going, Okay, I need to thank you. Okay. Goodbye.
Oh, man.
Florida Georgia Line just announced a tour. Backstreet Boys, Nelly, and Chris Lane.
They did.
I'd go to that.
Cool.
What?
I mean, I just don't care. I talked to Chris Lane, and he was like, he went and saw Backstreet Boys in Vegas. I saw Chris. I like Chris Lane a lot. And I saw Chris. He was like, I went and saw Backstreet Boys in Vegas. He said it was a really good show. He said everybody there was like 25 and older, but they were screaming like they were 12.
Yeah.
So that's a that's a funny dynamic. You get to kind of go and relive your kid thing again.
Well, I love that.
Yeah.
The only thing missing is NSYNC.
Now, if it was NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, and...
Chris Lane?
Nelly and Chris Lane. Now we'd be talking.
Oh, okay.
I mean, whatever.
I like it. I think it's fun.
You going?
I will. I have to check the cities near me.
Boston, Chicago. That's all I see right now.
I'd go to Boston.
I have a lunchbox on the beach trying to get people to put sunscreen on him. Do you guys want to hear this?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, we were in California.
And Lunchbox was just walking on the beach.
Yeah, I just took my shirt off and walked up to random strangers and had a thing of sunscreen in my hand, and I was looking for some rubs.
All right. Okay. There we go.
Excuse me, could you help me out so I don't get a sunburn? I was just seeing if you could rub something on my back.
No, no.
Not yet.
No, he's not.
Will you?
No.
Why not?
Was your shirt off?
Oh, yeah, shirt was off.
He was ready to go. He just needed the lotion.
All right, here we go.
Excuse me, ma'am. Can I have you do me a huge favor? I think I'm getting a little red on my shoulders. Could you rub some of that on there for me?
No,
no, no, not in a creepy way, just like it's a friendly way.
No, because I don't have anything
it's
to wipe my
hands. Did anybody say yes?
Oh, people say yes, dude. I mean, people are friendly.
Oh, excuse me. Could you help me out? I think I'm getting a little sunburn if you could rub some of that on my back.
Hey, you can do it.
No.
No, it's not a creepy.
It sounds like you're attacking people. This sounds like he's running up to people and like jumps on their back or something.
And he keeps having to say, not in a creepy way, in a
like
friendly way.
A reporter that chases someone.
Yeah.
And you hear. It sounds like you're chasing people. I'm looking. Maybe this one does it.
Excuse me, sir. I got a quick question for you. I'm worried about getting sunburn on my lower back. Is there any way you could rub some of that on there?
I don't know how much you need, but.
Does it look red back there?
No, it's not.
No, it's not red? Okay. Well, I really do appreciate it, man. Now I'm going to be safe from the sun. You know, it's very dangerous. Hey, I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much, man. Have a great
was
day.
Was that quick? He just wipe it on you or did he put it on you?
Oh, he rubbed it. He didn't really rub it in. It was still kind of, you know, visual back there, but he definitely put a little bit on the lower back.
You definitely went lower back.
I'll do one more.
Excuse me. Could you help me out? I can't seem to rub that sunscreen in on my lower back. Is there any way you can rub that?
Oh, here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. So.
Oh, can you put a little bit on my shoulders?
Sure.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, yeah, that feels great.
Wow.
I feel so much better protected now. You tell me when I'm ready to go in the water.
I think it's good.
All right, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Of all this, one person gave you a good rub?
Hey.
It actually felt good.
What?
It felt good. I felt protected from the sun. I found out people are a lot more... generous than I thought.
One of seven?
I thought they would all say no.
Okay, well, there you have it.
On Thursday, by the way, just a heads up, Thursday, 10 a.m. Central, we are putting out our camouflage Pimp and Joy shirts.
9 a.m. Central.
Oh, sorry. 9 a.m. Central. Don't get all correct with me. You didn't even know we're on the air 5 seconds ago.
Correct, because I have my headphones not plugged in, but I just didn't want people to be confused.
Sorry. 9 a.m. Central. Our Pimp and Joy shirts go on sale. And we don't keep any of the money, and they're camouflage, and they're all going to help Air Force Captain Nathan Nelson. We've told the story about him before, but if you haven't heard yet, his camp was hit by a rocket on his third tour in Afghanistan in 2013, and just some of his injuries, spinal injuries, a collapsed lung, a brain injury. He has no movement below his chest and limited use of his hands. So our goal with this is to raise $50,000 because he has needs with his house, and so we're going to buy concrete material, slab material, framing, shingles, like all of that stuff. That's our goal. And it happens at 9 Central on Thursday.
Nice work.
Thank you. All these time zones we're in.
I know. But people are so excited about the camo, I didn't want people to be like, I heard, that's why I said it with such forcefulness. I wasn't yelling at you.
We're good.
Promise. So don't yell at me for not having my headphones in. Sorry.
I was like, hey, Amy, we're going on the air. And she was like, what?
Well, I wanted to talk about the Florida Georgia Line, and then everyone's looking at me, and I thought maybe there was going to be a clip of, like, music, and then I couldn't hear anything, and I was like, oh, my headphones are not plugged in.
Well, the second before that, we dumped Lunchbox into this stuff, so, man, it's not like that. We have much worse.
Yeah, you said it before. We're not professional. This is the
Bobby Bones Show.
You ever get cramps, like hardcore cramps in your body?
My calves, yeah.
I got my, like, groin, like, leg area doing yoga yesterday, mm-hmm. And we're packed like sardines in that thing. I just laid there.
Oh.
And I don't want to embarrass my girlfriend because she was with me, mm-hmm. And she's like yoga savant. I was going, ugh! And everybody had moved on to the other move, and I was still holding my leg. And I finally gotten good enough to where the teacher will now actually fix me instead of just being a lost hope. Sometimes I'll just be like, I'm just so bad they don't even try to fix me in yoga class.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I was hurting so bad. Those cramps, I'm so sore today, but a cramp will put you down.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got one like right in,
like a Charlie horse, but in your groin?
Yeah, like mm-hmm. 8 inches over from my dingling.
Okay.
On the right side.
Cool, thanks.
Hard. Mm. And I just laid there in class. And she was like, are you okay? I was like, I'm good. I mean, just give me a minute. I think it's an age thing. I don't stretch good.
Do you drink enough water?
That was probably why.
Yeah, you're probably dehydrated.
We flew all that night before.
Mm-hmm. And then you don't ever drink because you don't like to get up and use the restroom during the show. Well, you can't.
I like drinking water because you got to pee.
Right.
It's one of those wish there was a thing where you could drink water and then it just go away.
There is. Yeah. You could get a catheter.
Okay. You know what? I'm in because I'm tired.
No. I don't think you want one.
Here's the thing. I can't have time to pee during the show. Mm-hmm. And this, we're up here 6 hours a day, 7 hours a day. I don't have time to pee when I go to bed. I get up all the night, so I don't drink water after like 6 p.m. I got basically about an hour and a half spot in my day to drink water because I just don't have time to pee.
Maybe that's the future of our
show.
And
let me tell you, too, the hard thing about peeing, too, is another thing is I like dribble into my underwear and it smells like urine.
Mm.
And okay.
Did you say you like to dribble in your underwear?
No. I can't control it.
Oh. Yeah.
Like,
I know you have issues with that, but
I do. It's got to be a prostate thing. I'm 36.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, you need to. What
plumbing
I mean
issues.
For girls, it could be like, okay, just squeeze or whatever.
I do
guys,
that, but I do.
I don't know what to tell
all
you.
All of that, I do. I do all of it, and still, I can't get the last dribble. Mm. Even after I'm like last dribble, and I tell myself that's it, last dribble, and then do it one more time. There's still it comes out, in it. And then have a smell like pee.
You need a little like I put a cap on there.
You know what I do? No, I do. I put toilet. Oh, yeah. I take toilet paper and I put it in my underwear sometimes.
Okay.
Because I went to California, I didn't bring enough underwear. I put one pair short, and I was like, oh, no. And so I basically made toilet paper underwear.
What?
It's so embarrassing.
Really?
Like a sumo wrestler?
Kind
of,
yeah. Because I don't ever not wear underwear.
Oh, my goodness.
I kind of made toilet paper underwear because I couldn't pee in the bed.
I don't understand. What? You couldn't pee in the bed?
No, it's totally normal.
So you slept.
I didn't say it was normal.
You slept in toilet paper underwear?
I'm getting cramps, and I can't control myself. And like, you know, toothpaste, you have to like roll... You roll the tooth to get the last bit of it. I try. It's
oh, yeah, yeah. That's normal.
That is?
Oh, yeah.
I can't. And I'm being as serious as a heart attack.
I need to know this stuff. I'm about to have a son.
Yeah, but he's going to be
think
young.
You're going to deal with that.
Apparently, I'm living on 70 years old right now.
Yeah, this is when you're older. Those are the older problems.
Oh, okay.
I'm 36 going on 80. Yeah, I'm buying those Jimmy Buffett. You see that he's doing that those old folks home houses?
Retirement home. Yeah, right?
I need to get one of those.
He said that the party's never going to end.
That's so definitely,
until it does.
I know, and then that's when it starts.
I guess if you have to live in a retirement home, Jimmy Buffett's the way to go.
If you like Jimmy Buffett, he knows his audience is getting older, and that dude's worth a ton of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, here, let's do this. I see you.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Chance the Rapper met with the governor of Illinois last week to talk about public education. He held a press conference yesterday. He's donating $1 million to Chicago public schools.
Awesome.
He also said for every $100,000 raised, his social work nonprofit will match another $10,000. And then he's also doing a portion of his ticket sales from his tour to give back to schools in Chicago.
Very cool.
Which is cool. So, yeah. Chance.
That's like what you do in Arkansas. You give back to your community and your schools.
Yeah, I also do this too. Also, every ticket that for all my stand-up shows, I donate to Musicians on Call. I don't think I've ever said that. I don't use that as a selling point.
News to me. I'm going to go buy a ticket now.
We're nice to shows. That's funny. But yeah.
Hey, listen, if you have any you haven't sold out, because I feel like they're all sold out, you let me know. Mm-hmm. I'll buy a ticket.
And cool. Hey, Ray, do I have a clip of Chance the Rapper? Okay, thank you. He's yelling far left pink. Oh, far left. I don't see colors. Like, I'm so colorblind. I can't tell the difference in red and pink.
Okay, it's the lighter one.
But Ray tells me far left pink. Thank you. But pink and red and orange all look the same to me on this color of wall. Wall of color.
Yeah.
My body's... Guys, I don't have much left.
Mm-mm.
Can't see, can't pee.
At least your voice is good.
Yeah, for now.
Yeah, I just thought about how you have can't see apparel. You can't pee, can't pee apparel. And you can come out with the whole line.
The toilet paper underwear.
Yes, like, and like,
genius.
Little, yes. Oh, I'm getting in on this.
I opened myself up and admitted that I didn't have any underwear, so I had to wear toilet paper. I wrapped myself up, and you guys want to make jokes about it.
No, I mean, I'm actually looking at
a
legit business opportunity with can't pee apparel.
Me too.
Whatever.
Bobby Bones.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I have to sign up for candidate training by March 15th if I'm going to run for governor of Arkansas.
There
which
is such thing as candidate
is,
training?
Especially if you're like me and you haven't had any sort of political office ever.
Yeah.
So that's why I put March 14th as the date.
Donald Trump go to that? Because
I don't think so. Like, I'm answering honestly. I don't think he did.
Okay.
Yeah. 1 week from today, I get to finally announce what I'm going to do for 2018. Because I got to be in candidate training, which you can do here. And I've met with, I have five people I've been working with. Three from one party, two from the other. At the same time, too.
Wow.
So, but anyway, it's a thing. So March 14th, I finally get to put it out there. And the show pretty much knows where we're going with this. But that's all I'm going to say for now. But March 14th is the day I will finally get to announce. Even if I do say I'm running, I'm not hopping, I'm not getting off the air the next day or anything. It's not that. Okay?
Got it.
I don't want anybody to think that's like the last show, because it's not the last show.
Right.
Thank you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Appreciate you being here. Pretty excited for tonight, because John Oates comes by my house. And John Oates is half a Hall & Oates. And so, like, where do you start? They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You're a rich girl, and you're going too far.
He's gonna come by and do the Bobby cast, and so iHeartRadio search Bobby cast. Like, a little bit, I'm nervous. I'm never nervous, and it's like John Oates, half of the Hall of Fame duo of Hall & Oates. iHeartRadio search Bobby cast. It'll be up tonight. What if I brought him in? Let me just run this idea by you guys.
Okay.
What if I brought him in and just sang along to all his songs for the whole hour?
Oh, he'd love that.
He's like, John, listen to me sing Rich Girl.
You're a rich girl.
And then just get his reaction.
Yeah, no, he's going to love that. Oh, yeah.
Awesome if he joined in with you.
He wouldn't.
Oh. I wouldn't want him to. I just wanted to give me, like, rate me. And I would sing the whole thing all the way through. No?
Rate you.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't judge me. That'll be up on the Bobby cast. Hope you guys have a good Tuesday. Thanks for letting us be a part of yours. See you on Wednesday.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics.
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.